Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is doing infinitely more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Have you ever started a project at work, at home, at school, or at church? And what you thought was going to be a simple project became overwhelming and complex. Yes, we start out with a simple idea, and soon we discover this is going to have to be done in stages. I needed to put a sump pump behind my house recently. I needed a pump because whenever it rains hard, a section of my yard becomes a lake, and water goes into the house and floods the floor. An outdoor sump pump sucks out the water and drains it somewhere else. The last time my back room flooded was in May. The water went all the way across the floor to within a foot of my computer tower sitting underneath my desk. I finally got around to calling a plumber a few weeks ago. What I thought was going to be a straightforward and simple project was not. No way. It took a variety of people and many stages. Besides the plumber, I needed an electrician and a cement person. And each one of them had to do their job in stages. This sump pump project took a lot longer and a lot more money than I ever anticipated. Our first reading today from Exodus described a situation that involved going through an event by stages. In the first line from Exodus, we hear, "From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded." The project the Israelites had on their mind was freedom, but the Israelites never expected their trip out of Egypt to be so long, to be so difficult, to require so much effort, and to be so darn hard. And right from the start, trouble. The project, getting out of Egypt, was one challenge after another. For instance, they camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. And there were no plumbers that they could call, no yellow pages for an Arrowhead water delivery service. The Israelites had left the bondage in Egypt to face starvation in harsh, unmerciful landscape. So they panicked and cried to God for help. God answered their pleas, but in ways they did not expect. Their complaining and their praying was answered in stages. God directed Moses to a rock and gave Moses directions to follow, and then said, "I will be standing there in front of you." Moses was not going to be alone when he stood in front of the rock where God had commanded him to strike for water. Imagine a miracle, water flowing from a rock. Or was the real miracle, the real message that God